You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Tom Hubler, the author of The Soul of Family Business, a practical guide to family business success and a loving family. He is a family business advisor and president of Hubler for Business Families. When Hubler began working with family-owned business in 1980, there were very few in the field, and he has therefore played a major role in this area, from helping colleges and universities establish family business institutes to his work with countless families and their business enterprises. Mr. Hubler, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm happy to be here, Eric.
And certainly appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Now, Tom, you are the author of The Soul of Family Business. What is the soul of a family business?
The soul has to do with the family business's essence and what it really is. And it has to do with their values, their love, their family history and heritage. And it has to do with all the things that have happened in the course of their business life that are both positive and negative, but it's combined into their values. And it's embodied into the common family vision, is what I would describe as the soul of family business.
And what do you find to be the most important aspect of running a family-owned business, and how can families best implement this?
I think, you know, the most important thing is having a plan. And oftentimes family businesses ignore having a plan. They're busy doing whatever it is they do, and they forget about the importance of taking care of some of the other things that are critical. And one of the major issues is the what I would call the development of the family. And most family businesses focus on the business and don't pay attention to the importance of maintaining their family relationship. And when I taught at the University of St. Thomas, I used to say all the time that business and financial differences that are normal will erode family relationships. It's just a matter of time, unless the family is proactive and positive to build the emotional equity of their family while they're building the equity of their company.
And Mr. Hubler, taking that even further, in the book you talk about forgiveness as intervention. What do you mean by this? Get into some of those details.
Well, forgiveness is another aspect of being soulful, and it has to do with the reality that in all families, in all of our families, whether we're a business or not, it's impossible to be in a family with people you love and not inadvertently step on each other's toes. And so what happens is it's important to be able to forgive each other when that occurs. And there are many family businesses that don't take what they learn on Friday night or Saturday or Sunday and bring it into the rest of their lives. And so forgiveness is an important ingredient in creating a new beginning for the family as they deal with their differences. And there are some family businesses that they sue each other. It's incredible. But if they were to be able to forgive each other, they wouldn't have that problem.
Excellent point today. We're speaking with Mr. Tom Hubler, the author of The Soul of Family Business, a practical guide to family business, success, and a loving family, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Hubler, how can family-run businesses best prepare for succession planning, and what if the children don't want the business?
Well, first of all, it's important to have a plan. And that includes an ownership plan and a management and leadership plan. And if it turns out that the adult children are not interested in the business, it's important to be able to still have a plan about what you're going to do and whether you're going to sell it to your employees or just sell the company outright. But having a plan is critical. And most owner entrepreneurs are busy doing, as I said earlier, busy doing what they love to do, which is their business, and they forget about the importance of planning and having a plan.
Planning is so crucial and critical, and thanks for bringing that point up today. Now, finally, you talk about the last challenge of entrepreneurship. What is this, and what's your advice for the generation stepping away right now?
Well, the last challenge about entrepreneurship gets to what we were just talking about, which is succession planning. And owner entrepreneurs are oftentimes very nervous and are reticent to let go, because they feel that if they retire, they're going to die. And so they equate it with dying. And what I've learned and what I recommend to my clients is they don't have to retire, but they need to do two or three things. And the first one is to figure out what gives them heart and meaning in the business. so they can continue to participate in the business but not have all the day-to-day responsibilities. The second thing they need to do is to change their job description and become the architect and the designer of the new ownership system and the new management and leadership system with their adult children and their advisors. And then the third thing they need to do with their partner is to develop a new dream. Entrepreneurs are driven by their dreams, and they need to develop a new dream in relation to work, family, leisure time, service, and philanthropy, and get involved with their grandchildren to perpetuate their legacy so that the things that have been important to them get perpetuated and live on through the next generation of the family.
Well, Mr. Hubler, we can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Some really helpful information on today's topic. If listeners wanted to get more information on you, the book, or your business, where's the best place online to get those details?
My website is www.hublerfamilybusiness.com, and the book is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon for sure.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Hubler, all the best. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Hubler, the author of The Soul of Family Business, a practical guide to family business success and a loving family. He is a family business advisor and president of Hubler for Business Families. And for further details, visit hublerfamilybusiness.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.